Pacific West Steel, specializing in metal roofing and metal siding for homes, barns, awnings, commercial buildings, and more. Offering customers multiple product solutions. No job is too big or too small. For longevity, energy savings, and durability, call Adam Andrade, Pacific West Steel, the industry leader, 805-238-1783. That's 805-238-1783 for Pacific West Steel. Adler Belmont Insurance Brokers welcomes Heather Bourdain to its team of commercial property casualty professionals. With more than 20 years of experience, Heather can design insurance solutions that protect your business. Whether you're a contractor, winery owner, farmer, rancher, or manufacturer, Heather is the right person to survey your needs and develop innovative solutions to protect your most important asset. Contact Heather today, 805-540-3900, or Heather at AdlerBelmontGroup.com.
Love shopping for fresh foods and local products that are good for you and the planet? Become a member owner of the soon-to-open Paso Food Co-op. Each membership brings the co-op one step closer to opening its doors. A food co-op is
like shopping a farmer's market every day,
offering a unique shopping experience for the whole community. Support your local farmers, food purveyors, and artisans by joining Paso Food Co-op. Learn more and join today at PasoFoodCooperative.com.
Mars Mega Storage, your state-of-the-art storage solution on the Central Coast. Mars Mega Storage can store your RV, boat, car, household, or commercial items in your own fully enclosed unit or covered storage space. Our on-site amenities include security cameras throughout, gate access from 6 a.m. to 10 p.m. with your own personal gate code, 17-foot high steel walls for extra security, fully paved, and a wash rack with professional pressure washer, buckets, brushes, and soap, as well as a dump station, all while providing our guests the highest quality of customer service. We encourage you to come see all the guest features we have to offer. At Mars Mega Storage, we strive to give you the best possible storage experience at the best possible price. Big or small, we store it all. Mars Mega Storage, 101 Wilsona Road in Paso Robles. Call us at 467-3200 or visit marsmega.com.
Sometimes it's what you've been waiting for, and sometimes it's unexpected. You're pregnant. Tree of Life Pregnancy Care Center is here to help. Services include pregnancy tests and ultrasounds, maternity and baby items, post-abortion support, and lots of helpful information. It's all confidential, and it's all free. There's a Tree of Life in San Luis Obispo, Atascadero, and Paso Robles. Visit our website at treeoflifepsc.com or call us at 805-543-6000. That's 805-543-6000. Tree of Life.
Now, KPRL Local News.
Good morning. Welcome to KPRL's Morning Exchange for Monday, November 18th, 2024. I'm Kevin Will.
Paso Robles City Council discussing fund allocation for pickleball court. Structure fire collapses roof in Atascadero. Details of these and other stories coming up. Clouds early, then sunny skies for the afternoon. Highs in the low 60s. It's 46 degrees.
This hour of the Morning Exchange is brought to you by Solarponics. Solar for savings, battery backup for security. Don't just go solar, go Solarponics. Now with the most comprehensive local news on the Central Coast, Chris Garcia.
Local news is brought to you by Blazin' Bear, helping families and businesses secure their financial freedom. The Paso Robles City Council's next meeting is tomorrow starting at 6:30 p.m. On the council's agenda is a resolution for awarding a contract for the construction of a pickleball court complex at Sherwood Park. The agenda says the project was first approved in August 2021, with funds received from the American Rescue Plan Act shortly afterwards. The City Council authorized a $3.4 million bid for construction of the pickleball court in June 2024, around $2.2 million higher than the original estimate. This is due to increased costs for labor and materials and design changes due to relocating the pickleball court. The City Council is short around $2.9 million in funding for the project, which they may address by either using general fund reserves or by reallocating funds from the South Vine Street Bridge project. You can attend tomorrow's meeting in person or listen right here on KPRL. The Atascadero Fire Department responded to a residential fire early Saturday morning at around 3:06 a.m., a release by the department says the homeowner of a single-family residence reported the fire, and emergency officials arrived to find heavy smoke coming from the building, with the roof collapsing shortly after. All occupants of the building were reported to be out of the structure at this time. No injuries were reported. The department took about 1 hour to control the flames, with the cause under investigation. The release also says the homeowner said they opened the windows and door while evacuating to try to help clear the smoke, but this only increased the oxygen supply to the fire and dramatically increased its spread. Live fire training at Pass Robles Fire Training Center. I'll have that and other stories coming up. KPRL News Time is 7:10.
Blazen Bear Insurance Services is dedicated to protecting what matters to help clients achieve their strategic goals and objectives. We guide business owners in the areas of key person, business protection, succession, and estate planning, utilizing a secure online business valuation tool that helps them grow and manage their business. We mentor individuals and families to help them strengthen and protect their financial standing with the appropriate use of various life and disability insurance products. And we work with those approaching retirement who are interested in fixed annuities and planning for long-term care needs. We employ a consultative approach to the insurance planning process, making sure that it aligns with your big-picture financial goals and objectives. This is Barry Fisher, Blazen Bear Insurance. You deserve a sound and well-balanced strategy and plan. Call today, 805-635-7200, or visit blazenbear.com. And don't miss our weekly radio show, Protecting What Matters, on KPRL, Tuesdays starting at 12:30 p.m.
KPRL News continues at 7:11. Pass Robles Fire and Emergency Services announced they'll be performing live fire training at the new fire station and training center at 2924 Union Road. A release by the fire department says this training is required annually and is made easier to perform in the city with the acquisition of Fire Station 3 and its continued funding and support. The training goes into detail about fire behavior, flow path, firefighting techniques, and safety tips needed to ensure a safe training environment. The training will take place starting November 19th and will go through November 22nd. The city of Pass Robles announced they'll be holding an open house for the final concept plans of the Niblick Corridor Improvement Project. The open house will take place Thursday, December 5th from 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. in the City Council Chambers. The Niblick Corridor project has been developed and planned after extensive feedback from community input sessions and observations by PRHS students and corridor users. The project currently plans to include a new bike and pedestrian pathway, traffic calming measures, artistic and landscaping elements, and improved lighting. The project's construction will be funded by a $17 million Active Transportation Program grant. Class Act Dance will be presenting its 28th year of the Nutcracker Storybook Ballet, sponsored by North County Dance and Performing Arts Foundation. The Nutcracker will be held in the Spanos Theater at Cal Poly San Luis Obispo the weekend of December 6th. Here's Rachel Connerton, one of the artistic directors for this year's production, on the rehearsal process and some of the guest artists that'll be featured this year.
So the dancers have been rehearsing since September 14th. We do weekly rehearsals. Different parts are rehearsed each day. So let's say Wednesday, the girls are rehearsing their snow dances. On Saturdays, we're rehearsing our rather big scenes, the battle scene and our family scene. And so the dancers have had about 70 rehearsals at this point. So we have a few guest artists coming in. We have Connor Simone, who is playing both our Nutcracker Prince and our Cavalier. He dances professionally in Minneapolis, Minnesota. We also have Sam Polk. He is fantastic. He's been with the production 5 years, and he's been the Drosselmeyer in the production. The kids love him. They look forward to having him every single year. And then we also have guest dancers who are adult dancers, and some of them are returning dancers, like our Mr. and Mrs. Stahlbaum, and some of them are brand new to the production.
You can purchase tickets for this year's Nutcracker at ncdpaf.org. Ticket prices vary based on seating location. The city of Pass Robles reminds residents to keep fallen leaves out of yards, sidewalks, and streets to keep the community safe. Residents are encouraged to collect leaves in their yards and collect them in bags or in compost bins. Leaves in the street can block storm drains, pollute waterways, create hazards for pedestrians, and harm wildlife ecosystems. In sports for the NFL, the Dolphins beat the Raiders 34-19, the Seahawks defeated the 49ers 20-17, the Chargers over the Bengals 34-27. Tonight in Monday Night Football, the Texans will face the Cowboys. In the NBA, the Timberwolves defeated the Suns 120-117, the Cavaliers over the Hornets 128-114, the Pistons beat the Wizards 124-104. Tonight, the Warriors will face the Clippers, the Kings will go against the Hawks,
Orlando Magic will face the Phoenix Suns, and the Pacers will go against the Raptors. In high school football, Morro Bay defeated Atascadero 42-14 in Division 5. Central Valley Christian beat San Luis Obispo 21-14. This week is the semifinals for the CIF playoffs. Morro Bay will face Bishop Union. Local news was brought to you by Davis Body Shop, with more than 1,200 verified 5-star reviews from North County residents. KPRL News Time is 7:15. California news coming up next.
The customer service and workmanship at Davis Body Shop is first rate.
Jessica, who is a North County resident, talks about her experience at Davis Body Shop.
Lori, Eric, and Patrick were super helpful. Patrick did a great job ensuring that everything my car needed was done in an incredibly fast time. My car looks amazing inside and out. For body work and customer care, Davis is the best, and we would never take our cars anywhere else.
Davis Body Shop has repaired well over 80,000 vehicles since 1962, and today Davis is the longest established shop on the Central Coast. If you ever need the services of Davis Body Shop, remember, they are San Luis Obispo County's most honored, respected, and trusted auto collision specialist with two locations, on El Camino Real with a convenient enterprise car rental facility, and Davis Body Shop on Theater Drive at Paso Chevrolet.
California Headline News, a small plane crashes to the ground not far from where thousands were watching the National Hot Rod Association's Drag Racing Championships in Pomona Sunday.
That was just shocking to me to see a plane like just cut a whole truck right in half.
Tristan Zelenik saw it happen. The pilot was apparently trying to land at a nearby airport. That pilot and three passengers survived, though two are hospitalized in critical condition. More unsettled weather conditions moving into the state. Santa Ana winds returning to the southern region.
Real wind is Tuesday, Wednesday, perhaps even all the way through Thursday, where widespread moderate conditions, windy conditions. So this leads to critical fire weather conditions because we're going to prolong drying.
Alex Tardy with the Weather Service. Another atmospheric river could be making its way into the Bay Area with rain possible starting tomorrow night, continuing through Friday. The race for California's 45th Congressional District seat now even tighter. Democratic challenger Derek Tran pulling ahead of Republican incumbent Michelle Steele by 36 votes. Jeff Scott, California News.
Good morning, Doctor.
Doctor.
Hi, Doctor.
Doctor?
Dr. Jackson's practice is growing.
What do you mean we're still short-staffed?
He needs a good patient doctor.
How do we not have enough doctors to doctor all these patients?
And he doesn't have the patience to sift through hundreds of resumes.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. When you sponsor a job on Indeed, it's easier for talented candidates to find it, which makes it easier for you to hire them. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
The most wanted beauty gifts of the season just dropped at Ulta Beauty. From exclusive kits by Sol de Janeiro, MAC, and e.l.f. to the cult favorite Hourglass holiday palettes. And let's not forget the stunning Dyson Airwrap in strawberry bronze. These limited editions won't last long, so don't miss out. While you're there, why not grab yourself something special too? I mean, tis the season, right? Get all the best gifts all at Ulta Beauty. Head in store today.
Are your tires ready for the wet winter roads? Right now through November 25th, 2023, American West Tire and Auto is offering an instant $50 rebate on a set of four Yokohama passenger or light truck tires. That is correct. $50 comes right off the cash register with the purchase of any four Yokohama tires. Check out the Yokohama Avitus NGT, a spirited all-season radio featuring powerful grip on wet or dry roads, and tread wear so long it is backed by a 65,000-mile limited warranty. At American West Tire and Auto in Atascadero, they offer complete car care service, oil changes, brakes, shocks, struts, alignments, and more. American West Tire and Auto, serving you since 1982, located at 8750 El Camino Real, Atascadero. For a complete listing of all available services, visit AmericanWestTire.com. American West Tire and Auto in Atascadero, your home of Yokohama Tires.
KPRL News continues at 7:19. Food and Farm News, sponsored by Dignified Hope Care, assisting seniors part-time or 24-7 with quality caregiving and nursing care from Orchid to Paso Robles. The Voice of California Agriculture podcast, produced by the California Farm Bureau, discussed turkey supplies heading into the Thanksgiving holiday season. Bill Matos, president of the California Poultry Federation, said on the podcast that despite millions of turkeys being lost to bird flu across the country during the past 2 years, you'll find plenty of turkeys for Thanksgiving, including fresh California turkeys. Matos said prices may be slightly higher on average this year, but that many grocery stores offer steep discounts on Thanksgiving turkeys to get shoppers into their stores. The episode also covered the efficiency of autonomous sprayers, water flow standards for the Scott and Shasta Rivers, and crop damage estimates resulting from hurricanes in Florida and North Carolina. Food and Farm News was brought to you by Dignified Hope Care. Trust the medical care staff officially licensed to serve our seniors across the Central Coast. Call 805-510-1234. DignifiedHopeCare.com. Traffic brought to you by Matt Smog and Car Care at 834 Paso Robles Street in Paso Robles. The California Highway Patrol reports highways and roadways throughout the North County are clear so far this Monday morning. No reports of accidents or traffic hazards within the past half hour. Traffic is brought to you by Matt Smog and Car Care in Paso Robles. Weather brought to you by Pacific West Steel. High-quality metal roofing solutions for all commercial, residential, and agriculture needs. Sunny skies today with highs in the low 60s, north-northwest winds at 15 to 25 miles per hour. A few passing clouds tonight, lows right around 30, north-northeast winds at 10 to 20 miles per hour. Mostly cloudy skies tomorrow, highs in the low 60s, east-northeast winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Extended forecast is partly cloudy on Wednesday and Thursday, mostly cloudy on Friday, cloudy on Saturday with about a 60% chance of rain, partly cloudy on Sunday, then cloudy on Monday with a 30% chance of showers. Mid-60s on Wednesday, upper 60s Thursday, mid-60s on Friday, low 60s Saturday and Sunday, then 61 a week from today. Currently, it is 47 degrees and partly cloudy in Paso Robles. Weather is brought to you by Pacific West Steel. High-quality metal roofing solutions for all commercial, residential, and agriculture needs. KPRL News Time is 7:22.
Wesley with Stove and Spa Center. It's finally getting cool, and we don't want to leave you out in the cold. Stove and Spa Center has a great selection of stoves, inserts, and fireplaces to get you warm and cozy in your house this winter. Don't miss savings on freestanding stoves, gas inserts, and fireplaces. How would you like being warmer this winter and save money too? It's possible with a fireplace insert from Cozy Heat. Cozy Heat's highly efficient gas inserts and fireplaces come in many styles to fit any home's decor. Save big on Cozy Heat fireplaces and inserts during Stove and Spa Center's Big Autumn Sale. All products we offer are on our website at stoveandspa.com. Save big on Cozy Heat fireplaces and inserts during Stove and Spa Center's Big Autumn Sale going on right now. Don't miss out on all the special offers at Stove and Spa Center. 7485 El Camino Real, Atascadero between Curb Rail and Laurel Roads.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL is brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
I'm Stuart Varney, and this is the Fox Business Report.
Stocks open narrowly mixed. NVIDIA shares open down more than 1.5%. There are reports that its Blackwell artificial intelligence chip could have an overheating issue. NVIDIA's earnings are released on Wednesday. Barron says Supermicrocomputer intends to submit a plan that will prevent it from being delisted from the NASDAQ. Supermicro shares open 10% higher. Tesla shares open nearly 6% higher. Bloomberg is reporting the Trump administration will look to create a federal framework for self-driving cars. Spirit Airlines has filed for a Chapter 11 bankruptcy reorganization. Spirit says it is flying and honoring tickets. And CVS Health shares are up nearly 2%. It's adding 4 new board members. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Ginny Cosola. Invested in you.
Success, it's discipline, it's teamwork. It's the drive and passion inside of us that comes before all recognition. It's the best of each of us made better by the best in all of us. It's what Stifel's been doing for over 130 years. And it's why Stifel is one of the fastest growing global wealth management and investment banking firms in the industry. Stifel, it's where success meets success. Start your journey at stifel.com. That's STIFEL.com.
Stifel Nicholas and Company Incorporated, member SIPC and NYSE.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
Jackie's China Gourmet Restaurant in Paso Robles is open for lunch and dinner 7 days a week. That means you can treat yourself to some of the best Chinese food around any day or every day of the week. Jackie's China Gourmet Restaurant in the Albertson Center on Niblick Road in Paso Robles. Dine in or for takeout or delivery. Call 805-238-9229. Jackie's China Gourmet Restaurant, 238-9229. Open every day.
Thank you to many for voting to make America great again. It's Morning in America and a restoration of our constitutional republic and a return to the rule of law. Now let's make California great again. Contact Governor Newsom now. Let him know you oppose his December 2nd special session to Trump-proof California. Call 916-445-2841 to speak your mind or email www.gov.ca.gov. This message paid for by the Republican Party of San Luis Obispo County.
Let's celebrate. Last month was Halloween, and this month is Thanksgiving, when we show our appreciation for our many customers. Paso Robles Radio Shack is here to help you enjoy your many electronic gadgets, TVs, and other equipment. We have the widest selection of batteries, many of which you cannot find anywhere else in the North County. We have the adapters, connectors for your computers, TVs, and phones, including phone and notebook holders for your car and RV. If you are already thinking about Christmas, Radio Shack is your home for radio-controlled cars, boats, and drones. For those of you who enjoy making your own music, we have the strings for your guitar, bass, mandolin, and banjo, as well as the quarter-inch cords and adapters. We love to see your smile at Paso Robles Radio Shack, 1171 Creston Road, and in our Coast Electronics Radio Shack stores in Morro Bay and San Luis Obispo.
Shop local. Shop Coast Electronics, your Radio Shack dealer in Paso Robles, San Luis Obispo, and Morro Bay, where the knowledgeable staff and team of technicians are ready to serve you, all with a smile.
Elite RV and Boat Storage in Paso Robles is now open. They're not your typical open-air dirt lot. Elite RV and Boat Storage is fully fenced, fully paved, and each space is covered. Their state-of-the-art facility includes security and video cameras monitored 24/7 with motion detectors safeguarding every covered parking space. A professional RV wash station with spot-free rinse, vacuum station, trickle charging, air compressor, a dump station, propane, accessory store, and they offer for free ice. Open 9 to 5, 7 days a week. Don't let your RV or boat get sun-bleached, allow decal fading, or let it deteriorate in the dust.
Hi, this is Kit. Trust your RV and boat to locally owned and operated Elite RV and Boat Storage at 4210 Right Way off of Dry Creek Road next to the Estrella Warburgs Museum. Call Elite RV and Boat Storage at 805-801-3889 or online at EliteRVandStorage.com. Ask about a free month.
Email into the studio, Kevin at KPRL.com. The stream is KPRL.com. Freedom of Speech is brought to you by Glenn's Repair and Rental, El Camino Real, Atascadero. They are your Honda Power Equipment dealer. 238-5775, 238-KPRL to join us.
Morning Exchange.
KPRL.
Coming up this afternoon, 12:30 to 1, we'll have a little fun. We're not talking parking. We'll be talking just to movies. John Roush, he's spent most of his life dealing with movies. Of course, he owns the Park Cinemas in Paso Robles. So we'll have a little fun with that this afternoon. Then also, Susanna will be in, and she will have Denise Aguilar. She ran for the assembly. She didn't make it, but she is the founder of the grassroots advocacy group Freedom Angels. So you'll find out all about that this afternoon here on The Right Choice. AM 1230, KPRL, 99.3 FM. All righty. Let's see here on the email regarding the pickleball courts. Let's see here. I've seen tennis courts and pickleball courts, and they're both very similar in appearance. Can't they convert tennis courts into pickleball courts if the tennis courts are no longer being utilized? They're both concrete pads with the net stretched across the middle. Well, I don't know the difference, if there is, in the net, how high they are. But yeah, I've seen pictures where tennis courts, they not necessarily converted, but they have the lines. And like earlier caller mentioned, that there are a lot of fields and gyms that have different lines on it, and doesn't confuse. But we will see. And it doesn't say they're not being utilized. They're just apparently not that many. I don't know. We're just hearing that. But I do know that the pickleball has grown to about over 13 million people in the United States in the last couple of years have caught on and are participating in pickleball. So we shall see. Also, an email here. It says the Tyson fight. Virtually every person I spoke to concerning Friday's so-called fight between Mike Tyson and Jake Paul were both Trump supporters, and they were rooting for Mike Tyson to beat the blonde-haired, blue-eyed Paul, yet the drive-by media continues to try to paint Trump supporters as racist. Watching Mike Tyson hold his guard up and never attempt to even hit the opponent after the first 45 seconds or so of the first round, one of the most boring experiences of my life. Well, I forgot that the fight was taking place, and I didn't know, and I don't care.
I watched it. It was more of an experience just trying to watch it than it was actually watching it.
So was the hype better than the fight?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. Fight was really, really boring to watch.
And so how long did this hype go on for?
Well, over a year, I think, because the fight's been pushed back several times. One reason being that Mike Tyson was injured before it began.
Okay, so the year before, but I mean, as far as the watching, was there a certain time that you had to, was it pay-per-view?
It was streamed on Netflix, I believe.
Okay, so is it certain time? So, you know, like on football, they have these pregame shows.
Right.
Okay, so was there a so-called pregame show for this?
I don't know if they were pregame shows because I only got to watch until the actual fight started, but I think there were several fights beforehand that took place.
Okay, that generally does. All right, so extremely boring.
Yep. First two rounds, you could tell that maybe something entertaining was going to happen, but it was very clear after the second round that Tyson was winded, and, who wouldn't be? He's old.
He is old. Yes, he is. Hi, good morning.
Good morning, Kevin. So kind of a general comment, whether we're talking about pickleball courts or parking or other subjects, and how things get done or not get done. If you notice, you were pointing out how there's a minority of people, by vast minority, that play pickleball or want to, and yet we're about to spend a bunch of money potentially on that. You have loud, small groups of people can get stuff done. You need to, as the Rules for Radicals suggest, you isolate and you overwhelm a particular person or a subject, so to speak, and that's how you get your way with government. Look what we did with parking. And one of the things that I think that the right needs to employ is, because the left seems to do a pretty good job with community organizing, which sometimes gets laws changed and so forth, we need to do that with our elections. I think Elena Kano is completely inept and corrupt, and those people that were, in my opinion, disenfranchised with all this precinct changing of locations, she needs to be isolated and taken out. There needs to be a group that petitions the board. Those people that were, like I said, disenfranchised need to be in front of the board. And I know that they're not going to vote her out because of the Three Stooges. However, a lawsuit needs to be threatened. Somehow she needs to be removed. This is wrong. This is a joke, what she's doing at that elections office.
Well, let me be sarcastic first off. Why don't we pay her more money, and then that'll make sure that she's doing her job better. But the other is, I've asked this question several times, and have you heard any, you know, what you would say is a satisfactory reason for the precinct changes?
No, I have not. That to me clearly is, you know, it's got to be one of two things in her case. It's ineptitude or malice, and initially I thought it was ineptitude, but I'm convinced now it's malice. This is a game she's playing. She's not to be trusted. I don't trust the elections. This is ridiculous, having tens of thousands of votes being counted days and days and weeks after the election. I'm sorry. The whole state of Florida was counted within a few hours after the close of the last poll. Somewhere along the line, this has got to stop. It just has to. This is too important, and I don't want it to fade off the radar screen. I don't know if there's anything in the works regarding that, but there needs to be, and it only takes an organized small group that's loud enough, and if it comes to it, threatening a lawsuit of some sort. I don't know, because people do have standing, and this is important, and I firmly believe that people have been disenfranchised by this. People driving by polling stations to go vote at another poll, that's ridiculous. That can't stand up to scrutiny. It just can't.
Well, one of the things that I read, and it was from Kano, is that, well, this is taking so long because we want to be absolutely sure that everything is accurate. What do you take from that?
Well, that's really nice, except you're deliberately making it more complex. It's the old Rube Goldberg cartoon. We're taking something that's relatively simple and making it much more complex. Why are none of those mail-in ballots counted ahead? What's up with that? Most places that do absentee and mail-in, they're counting them as they come in instead of piling them all up and just waiting. That's not secure. That's making things less secure. It's a ruse. It's complete. She can't be that stupid. She's just not. This is other places do it. We can point to other locations, how they do it. And it's easy to follow a model that works elsewhere. And we choose not to. Why would that be?
Yeah, I'm with you. The more you leave things around, the more something's going to happen. They disappear or whatever happens.
Yeah, you count them and lock them away, and nobody can get into that. I mean, it's easy.
The other thing is, why aren't they counting every day?
Well, as Darcy's explained before, there's a big rigmarole about checking signatures and all that, and then they got to count them. But see, that's what I'm saying. I think they're making it more complex than it needs to be, on purpose. This can't be incompetence. This has to be purposeful, is the way I look at it. When you take a step back, it's like, no, this is, you can't keep doing the same thing over and over and not apply this behavior to malice. Okay. I swear, this just can't be incompetence. If it is, then they all need to be cleaned out. This is ridiculous.
It is, and for me anyway, as a state, I think it's embarrassing.
It is. It absolutely is. When you have whole states that can count all our votes, and we as a little county can't take care of it in weeks, that's absurd.
Mm-hmm.
That's absurd.
All right. I've got one more for you. If you are on the Paso Robles City Council, do you approve this money for the pickleball courts?
Probably not, because of what these other people and callers have said there's all kinds of tennis courts around that don't get used, and the argument that is confusing, we can't paint multiple lines, I'm with you. There's got to be a way to utilize those courts. There has to be. You've got a bunch of surface that's not being used, and yet you have other surface being overused or lots of people want to use it. There has to be a way to utilize that first before you spend that money. The idea that you can't play tennis on a court that's also lined for pickleball, I find that hard to believe. You do different colors. I mean, there's ways to do it. No, is somebody not thinking this through? I don't get it.
I would agree. I mean, I don't know if you played any basketball, but there are different, you know, depending on the gym. Again, like, you know, I mentioned there was, you know, some for volleyball, and then they have the different lines for the different age levels and even the 3-point. I mean, you figured out which one is, you know, where you're supposed to be or, you know, use, whatever.
Yeah, it's not that hard. Once again, making something that's relatively simple over complex, right?
That's exactly right. All right, sir. Appreciate the call, as always.
Take care. Have a good day.
You too. Bye. Hi, good morning.
Good morning. I'm with that gentleman, and I'd be the first one to stand up in his group to go after Kano or support the elimination of her. As far as the pickleball goes, it's because they don't want to, you know. It's the city, it's government, and they don't want to. They don't, and Doc calling in, prime example. It's like they give them the this and the that. It's because they don't want to.
What do you mean they don't? Who doesn't want?
They don't want to. They don't want to change their courts. They don't want to do it for the other side that needs it. Otherwise, they would try it. Right, Kevin? It's like you say, the basketball courts. They got all kinds of different lines. It's like they seem to be able to play basketball still.
Well, I think didn't Doc say that the tennis people don't want the lines, that it's too confusing, and you know they're.
Well, that's what I'm saying, but it's because they don't want to.
Yeah, you know,
but if you put up some resistance and maybe made some actions at the city council meetings, you know, same way with the parking, you know, it'll get the squeaky wheel gets the grease. Something will go on.
Well, you know, one of the things that, you know, when I hear parents get, well, my kid's going to get a scar, you know, they got to get scholarships or, you know, all this kind of stuff is one. You know, maybe that's the case, but it's the percentages are low. But I always go back to I've read stories over the years of, you know, famous athletes who and you know what? They played under poor conditions when they were kids and they somehow made it. They didn't have these Taj Mahal type fields and courts and all this other kind of stuff. They learned how to play on them.
And you know, from being from the East Coast, stickball was a real proponent of that.
Yeah, you played out in the street and you learn how to avoid getting hit by a car.
With a stick.
Yeah, with a stick.
Stickball.
Yeah, I mean, it just, everything doesn't need to look like a professional field.
It's bureaucratic bullshit, we know it.
Well, it's something, but, so if you were on the city council, would you vote in favor of the...
Nope.
Okay.
I would not.
All right, sir. Direct and to the point. Love it. Thank
you. That's right. All right. Thanks, Kevin.
You're welcome. Bye. Let's see here. Oh, more on the Tyson fight here, email. It was streamed on Netflix, but the Netflix servers were overloaded, causing Netflix to have streaming issues. Tyson was paid $20 million, and Jake Paul was paid $40 million, and the fight ended in a basketball score of 80-72. I laughed through the whole thing. Because Tyson barely threw a punch. Well,
I can confirm all those statements are true, at least according to my eyes.
All right, so let me ask you and our listeners a question.
Sure.
For $20 million, would you hop in the ring and barely throw a punch?
I mean, who wouldn't?
$20 million?
$20 million.
Okay. Boy, but you know, you don't have to throw the punch, but the other person can, and you have to do your darndest to avoid that punch, because if not, they're going to knock the brains out. They're going to punch you, and your brains are going to come out of your ear.
Well, that's true.
20 million. Well, okay, if you're a certain age, maybe not even that. 20 million going in, getting your brains. You could die. You know, boxers have died from getting hit. I'd have to think about that.
This is all just purely speculation, but some people are thinking that Jake Paul took it easy on Tyson once he realized that the old guy was getting winded pretty quick.
Well, sure, it wasn't for an actual title. Is this guy Jake Paul, is he the champion or something?
No. He's a YouTube influencer that has turned to boxing. Retired boxers at this point, essentially, or people who aren't even in the sport that much to begin with.
So this was just for show?
In a way, yeah. It's mostly just to get himself attention.
Okay. Well, he got it, and he got $40 million. So if it's not for, you know, the championship of the world or something like that, and, you know, maybe him and Tyson had an agreement beforehand.
Yeah, some people speculate they do.
Yeah, I mean, I know Tyson, I think he hit him or slapped him the day before or something like that, but what would be the point of going in there and just messing Tyson up? And I don't know. Who knows? Between that and wrestling, as I like to refer to it. But like I said, $40 million, $20 million. All righty, folks, we're going to move along here and exit stage left.
Local news update brought to you by Stiefel Investment Services. Class Act Dance will be presenting its 28th year of the Nutcracker Storybook Ballet, sponsored by North County Dance and Performing Arts Foundation. This year's Nutcracker will be held in the Spanos Theater at Cal Poly San Luis Obispo the week of December 6th. You can purchase tickets for this year's Nutcracker at ncdpaf.org. Atascadero Fire Department responded to a residential fire early Saturday morning at around 3:06 a.m., a single-family residence caught flames with the roof collapsing shortly after fire officials arrived. The blaze was contained in just about an hour, with no injuries reported. Details of these and other stories coming up. Sunny skies today with highs in the low 60s. It's 46 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Stiefel Investment Services.
Ace Auto Care in Atascadero. The best price and service on brakes, tires, smog checks, oil changes, and more. Ace Auto Care. All your vehicle needs, everything you want.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. President Biden's in Brazil for the G20 Summit of World Leaders. Russia's President Putin is not there, but through a spokesman accuses Biden of further fueling the war in Ukraine by allowing its military to fire American-made long-range missiles into Russia.
The goal is to hit North Korean and Russian soldiers in the Kursk region, and only this area inside Russia where Ukraine launched its incursion back in August. Ukraine is forbidden to use them elsewhere. And, of course, North Korean forces have deployed to this area of Kursk up to 10,000 ultimately, according to the latest intelligence.
Fox's Lucas Tomlinson. Spirit Airlines is filing for bankruptcy, but will keep flying.
Spirit furloughed some pilots this year and sold aircraft. It had plans to merge with Frontier Airlines in 2022. JetBlue topped that offer, but that merger was blocked by federal regulators.
Fox's Jenny Casola. America's listening to Fox News.
The Allegretto Wines Tasting Room inside the beautiful Allegretto Resort opened daily 11 a.m. to 7 p.m. for classic wine tastings that showcase the organically grown estate wines in an al fresco, Italian-inspired setting. Vineyard tours are available by appointment. The warm and knowledgeable tasting hosts can't wait to guide you through the special experience. Allegretto Vineyard Resort, where every moment is a masterpiece. 805-369-2505.
When you need a plumber, chances are you need one right away. That's why Red's On-Time Plumbing is available 24/7 with same-day service. Red's On-Time Plumbing has a 5-star rating on Google. Get a great plumber and quick. If you're planning a project, Red's has convenient online booking and always gives free estimates. Ask about a $1,000 SoCal rebate on high-efficiency tankless water heaters. Schedule now at ontimeplumbingpro.com or call Red's On-Time Plumbing at 805-466-6188.
When a bank is owned by the community and invests in the community, it answers to a different call. It's personal. It's driven by your needs, not ours. Welcome to American Riviera Bank. Our customers know us for personal service, every day, every way.
You can bank on us.
Bank on us.
Bank!
American Riviera Bank. Bank on better.
American Riviera Bank, with branches in San Luis Obispo, San Maria, Paso Robles, and now Atascadero.
Acclaimed American artist Dale Evers lives and works in Paso Robles, and he invites you to see his new works during the annual holiday open house this Friday, 2 to 7 p.m. at Dale Evers Studio at the corner of 10th and Park in Paso. Then on Saturday from 1 to 4 p.m., meet the artist and view his many works of art at Sculptera Winery and Sculpture Garden, 5015 Linnae Road in Paso Robles. For more information, go to DaleEversStudio.com.
Well, I've got some beds that have a special cover.
This is Rich London, the mattress specialist in Paso Robles.
Not only is it latex underneath for comfort and springs for support, but the cover itself is about 5 degrees cooler than the normal mattress. So if you're sleeping hot, now's the time to come in and check these beds out, because they are not only comfortable, but they're nice and cool to sleep on. And the prices definitely are right.
The mattress specialist is at 13th and Riverside in Paso Robles.
Everything is on sale, so I urge people to come on down and take advantage.
North County weather.
Brought to you by Hutch Heating and Air. Turning out mostly sunny on your Monday. Highs in the low 60s. A couple of clouds tonight and overnight. Lows in the mid 30s. Then a little clouds and sunshine. Again, low 60s for you Tuesday. Mid 60s Wednesday. Upper 60s Thursday and Friday. Some light rain, about 75% on Saturday. Low 60s. Low 60s partly cloudy on Sunday. Maybe some rain, about 30% chance. In the morning next Monday, low 60s. Today's UV index will be 3, up and down. 6:43 a.m., 4:55 p.m. We're at 46. Weather was brought to you by Hutch Heating and Air. Go online, hutchheatingandair.com.
What's going on? What's going on? Yeah, what's going on? What's going on? Tell me what's going on. I'll tell you what's going on. What's going on?
Community Calendar is brought to you by American Riviera Bank. They're always looking for the best way to serve you. Okay, let's see here. Sorry, I forgot. Good morning. Please tell our listeners that we have a Holiday Bazaar fundraiser at Trinity Lutheran Church, Paso Robles, November 23rd. That's coming up this Saturday from 9 to 4. They'll also be accepting donations from bedding, blankets, warm clothing to benefit Echo. They will have 27 vendors this year to shop from. So, there you go. It's coming up this Saturday at the Trinity Lutheran Church on Creston Road. You can't miss it, of course. It's 9 to 4. Also, the annual Paso Robles Templeton Chamber of Commerce Christmas Tree Auction and Awards Ceremony brings the community together in a festive celebration of holiday cheer and local accomplishments. This will be taking place Thursday, December 5th from 5:30 till 8. And evening is the festive with the recognition awards to many businesses here. And it's not only to honor local heroes, but also a platform to support charitable organizations through the Christmas tree auction. So find out more from your Paso Robles Templeton Chamber. Sign up, and hopefully you can help out. All right, Community Calendar was brought to you by American Riviera Bank. They are on the corner of 16th and Spring. Simple, bank on better.
Happy.
Seven minutes away from 8 o'clock at the Right Choice. Birthdays and anniversaries brought to you by Bella Jewel Fine Jewelry. Still making that list out? Well, don't delay. Get it taken care of, as what's-his-name says, get her done. Local celebrities happy today to Jessica Taylor, Francesca Ojeda, Millie Drum's having a birthday, Frank Nichols, Dewey Stroud is having another birthday, Gary Stemper. This is like a who's who's list this morning. Tiara Jackson, Brian and Laura Lee Kerr, and Paul and Anna Holman. So happy birthday and happy anniversary to our local celebrities. On my right-hand side, let's see. Hey, we have kind of a local celebrity, Iggy. Ignis Paderewski, 1860, 1941. George Gallup, the pollster guy, 1901, 1984. Imogene Coca, comedian, your show of shows, Sid Caesar thing. 1908, 2001, one of the great composers and lyricists, Johnny Mercer, 1909, 1976. Also on the list we have, I didn't know this, the sister of Marlon Brando, Jocelyn Brando. She was an actress, 1919, 2005. First American in space, Alan Shepard Jr., 1923-1998. The manager, baseball, Gene Mauch, 1925-2005. The singer, Dorothy Collins, 1926-1994. Rookie of the year, baseball, back with the Browns, St. Louis Browns. Roy Sievers, 1926-2017. Old man from the Midnighters, this singer, songwriter, Hank Ballard. Ballard, rather, 1927-2003. What did he give us? The Twist, Finger Poppin' Time. Also, Work With Me Annie, and Just Love Your Sexy Ways. Yeah, he was good. Brenda Vaccaro, love her voice. She's the actress, 1939. Gary Bettenhausen from the Racing Family, 1941-2014. From Dynasty, Linda Evans, 1942. Susan Sullivan, 1942. Also, The Assassin, Jack Tatum, 1948-2010. Graham Parker, the singer, 1950. Also, we have Kevin Nealon, Saturday Night Live, 1953. Warren Moon, quarterback, 1956. Kim Wilde, the singer, 1960. Moving along here, Jamie Moyer, pitched for a long time in the bigs, 1962. Dante Pichette, you Angel fans may remember, especially after they traded him and went on to a pretty darn good career, especially with the Rockies, 1963. Of course, his son Bo plays. This guy's an outstanding linebacker. Seth Joyner, 1964. Good pitcher. Tom Gordon. Flash is what they called him, 1967. Also, another baseball guy, Gary Sheffield, 1968. Owen Wilson, the actor, 1968. And who else do we have here? This guy was a pretty good basketball player. I think he went to high school with Randy Moss. That would be Jason Williams. He was born in 1975. Damon Wayans Jr., 1982, the comedian and actor. Alex and Felix, she was an outstanding track and field sprinter, 1985. And, we have Caleb Wilson. He is the quarterback for the Bears, Heisman Trophy, out of the University of Southern California Brain Surgeons, who are on probation again. Congratulations. All right, that's it. Let's see who passed away on this day. Jim Jones and the bunch of them, 1978. Chester Arthur, 21st President of the United States, 1886. This guy was cool. Magnificent Seven, Our Man Flint in those commercials. I forget what they were for. They were a beer commercial, I think. James Coburn, he passed away in 2002. The man, band leader, Cab Calloway, he passed away in 1994. Also, Ted Heath, the band leader, 1969. And who else do we have? That's it. All right. Going to the top of the list, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, he was an All-American at The Ohio State University twice, national championship on the Super Soft team in 68, and they also won it in 1970. He was a kid primarily raised in New Jersey, but he was born in North Carolina. And I read a story about him years ago when he was in youth football, they had to pull him out because in youth football, he was hitting so hard. He was hitting so hard, and he wasn't a monster. I mean, the guy was 5'10", 200 pounds, but he's on the list of one of the fiercest football players, NFL, ever. And he was a three-time Pro Bowler. He was the first pick by the Raiders in the 1971 draft. So, and he went on again to have a good career, however controversial, because of the hit, which was not an illegal hit at the time, of Darryl Stingley. And there were a lot of people that never forgave him because of the way he supposedly acted afterwards. Anyway, he went on and had a pretty darn good career with the Raiders. And again, just one of the hardest hitting players ever in a survey done X amount of years ago. And the one and only, they call him a assassin. And that would be Jack Tatum, goes all the way to the top of the list.
Local news update brought to you by Mars Mega Storage in Paso Robles. Big or small, they store it all. Class Act Dance will be presenting its 28th year of the Nutcracker Storybook Ballet, sponsored by North County Dance and Performing Arts Foundations. This year's Nutcracker will be held in the Spanos Theater at Cal Poly San Luis Obispo the weekend of December 6th. You can purchase tickets for this year's Nutcracker at ncdpaf.org. The city of Paso Robles reminds residents to keep fallen leaves out of yards, sidewalks, and streets to help keep the community safe. Residents are encouraged to collect leaves in their yards in bags or in compost bins. Details of these and other stories coming up. Some clouds this morning, sunny in the afternoon, highs in the low 60s. It's 46 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Mars Mega Storage, marsmegastorage.com.
He set the standard for many players, bearing the inspiration for the position of safety. And one of those was Ronnie Lott. And if you remember with the Raiders, he had the, they called it the Soul Patrol secondary with Willie Brown, George Atkinson, Skip Thomas, and Jack Tatum. He died when he was 61 in 2010. This hour of the Morning Exchange was brought to you by Solarponics.
You're listening to the North County's choice for local news and Sound Off 1230 till 2, KPRL, Paso Robles, Templeton, Atascadero.